How would I know this building if I walked by it on the street?
You would know it by the Jimmy John's guys flying in and out of the building. It's on the corner of Laura and Adams Street.
It's called the Elks Building.
Elks Building.
What was the sale?
For $4.5 million, and that is a really good price for that size building downtown. I talked with Oliver Barakat. He is the premier real estate broker for downtown, I'd say. And he says this is significant because it has no river views. It has no parking. So to get that kind of price is really a vote of confidence for downtown.
It's also notable that, you know, it's located a block away from Heming Park, which 2 years ago was most likely a detriment to the valuation of that property. And today is probably more of a positive than anything else.
That's great that this one building sold, but are there other signs that investors really are interested in downtown as a whole?
Yeah, he sees several.
We've seen a lot of liquidity coming into the commercial real estate market in the past 2 to 3 years.
That's a fancy word that means the banks are willing to lend money and investors want to invest.
We're seeing South Florida investors being outpriced of their market coming up to North Florida. And then secondly, you wouldn't have them investing in downtown if they didn't have confidence in downtown. They'd be going to the beach. They'd be investing in the town center area.
Why are investors starting to get interested now?
Well, Oliver sees three reasons. The city has put a lot of money into downtown, improving it in the last 3 or 4 years. We've got a lot more restaurants and clubs open downtown, things for people to do. Also, the 220 Riverside over in Brooklyn and all the development around that is a super positive. So, you know, there's a lot of interest in downtown right now.
What does Oliver say needs to happen to keep that ball right on rolling?
Well, Oliver feels the incentive program for retail has been very helpful that the city's done. Now they need to switch gears and turn to incentive for small-scale residential, for condos and apartments.
And those mouths that we bring down here to feed help nourish the retail we've worked so hard to establish. So it'll be a very good complementary thing to do in the next 2 or 3 years.
For lots more from Oliver Barakat and to hear all about downtown Jacksonville's development, tune in to WJCT's Community Thread television show that's coming up February 18th, or join us for the taping of our show in the WJCT studios on February 11th. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo. I've been talking with business analyst John Burr.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.